This is the reading for March 23rd. Psalm 82. God is in charge of the great meeting. He judges among the gods. He says, "How long will you defend evil people? How long will you show greater kindness to the wicked? Defend the weak and the orphans. Defend the rights of the poor and suffering. Save the weak and helpless. Free them from the power of the wicked. You know nothing. You don't understand. You walk in the dark while the world is falling apart. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of God Most High. But you will die like any other person. You will fall like all the leaders. God, come and judge the earth, because you own all the nations." Deuteronomy 9. Listen, Israel, you will soon cross the Jordan River to go in and force out nations that are bigger and stronger than you. They have large cities with walls up to the sky. The people there are Anakites, who are strong and tall. You know about them, and you have heard it said, "No one can stop the Anakites." But today remember that the Lord your God goes in before you to destroy them like a fire that burns things up. He will defeat them ahead of you, and you will force them out and destroy them quickly, just as the Lord has said. After the Lord your God has forced those nations out ahead of you, don't say to yourself, "The Lord brought me here to take this land because I am so good." No, it is because these nations are evil that the Lord will force them out ahead of you. You are going in to take the land, not because you are good and honest, but because these nations are evil. That is why the Lord your God will force them out ahead of you, to keep his promise to your ancestors, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord your God is giving you this good land to take as your own, but know this, it is not because you are good. You are a stubborn people. Remember this and do not forget it. You made the Lord your God angry in the desert. You would not obey the Lord from the day you left Egypt until you arrived here. At Mount Sinai, you made the Lord angry, angry enough to destroy you. When I went up on the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets with the agreement the Lord had made with you, I stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. The Lord gave me two stone tablets which God had written on with his own finger. On them were all the commands that the Lord gave to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day you were gathered there. When the 40 days and 40 nights were over, the Lord gave me the two stone tablets, the tablets with the agreement on them. Then the Lord told me, "Get up and go down quickly from here, because the people you brought out from Egypt are ruining themselves. They have quickly turned away from what I commanded and have made an idol for themselves." The Lord said to me, "I have watched these people and they are very stubborn. Get away so that I may destroy them and make the whole world forget who they are. Then I will make another nation from you that will be bigger and stronger than they are." So I turned and came down the mountain that was burning with fire, and the two stone tablets with the agreement were in my hands. When I looked, I saw you had sinned against the Lord your God and had made an idol in the shape of a calf. You had quickly turned away from what the Lord had told you to do. So I took the two stone tablets and threw them down, breaking them into pieces right in front of you. Then I again bowed face down on the ground before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. You had sinned by doing what the Lord said was evil, and you made him angry. I was afraid of the Lord's anger and rage, because he was angry enough with you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me again. And the Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him, but then I prayed for Aaron too. I took that sinful calf idol you had made and burned it into the fire. I crushed it into a powder like dust and threw the dust into a stream that flowed down the mountain. You also made the Lord angry at Taberah, Massah, and Kibroth Hattaavah. Then the Lord sent you away from Kadesh Barnea and said, "Go up and take the land I have given you." But you rejected the command of the Lord your God. You did not trust him or obey him. You have refused to obey the Lord as long as I have known you. The Lord had said he would destroy you, so I threw myself down in front of him for those 40 days and 40 nights. I prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord God, do not destroy your people, your own people, whom you freed and brought out of Egypt by your great power and strength. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't look at how stubborn these people are, and don't look at their sin and evil. Otherwise, Egypt will say, 'It was because the Lord was not able to take his people into the land he promised them, and it was because he hated them that he took them into the desert to kill them.' But they are your people, Lord, your own people, whom you brought out of Egypt with your great power and strength." Deuteronomy 10. At that time the Lord said to me, cut 2 stone tablets like the first ones and come up to me on the mountain. Also make a wooden ark. I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first tablets which you broke, and you will put the new tablets in the ark. So I made the ark out of acacia wood, and I cut out 2 stone tablets like the first ones. Then I went up on the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hands. The Lord wrote the same things on these tablets He had written before, the 10 commandments that He had told you on the mountain from the fire on the day you were gathered there. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down the mountain. I put the tablets in the ark I had made, as the Lord had commanded, and they are still there. The people of Israel went from the wells of the Jachonites to Moserah. Aaron died there and was buried. His son Eleazar became priest in his place. From Moserah they went to Gudgadah, and from Gudgadah they went to Jotbathah, a place with streams of water. At that time the Lord chose the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the agreement with the Lord. They were to serve the Lord and to bless the people in His name, which they still do today. That is why the Levites did not receive any land of their own. Instead, they received the Lord Himself as their gift, as the Lord your God told them. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, just like the first time. And the Lord listened to me this time also. He did not want to destroy you. The Lord said to me, go and lead the people so that they will go in and take the land I promised their ancestors. Now Israel, this is what the Lord your God wants you to do. Respect the Lord your God and do what He has told you to do. Love Him, serve the Lord your God with your whole being, and obey the Lord's commands and laws that I am giving you today for your own good. The Lord owns the world and everything in it, the heavens, even the highest heavens are His. But the Lord cared for and loved your ancestors, and He chose you, their descendants, over all the other nations, just as it is today. Give yourselves completely to serving Him, and do not be stubborn any longer. The Lord your God is God of all gods and Lord of all lords. He is the great God who is strong and wonderful. He does not take sides, and He will not be talked into doing evil. He helps orphans and widows, and He loves foreigners and gives them food and clothes. You must also love foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. Respect the Lord your God and serve Him. Be loyal to Him and make your promises in His name. He is the one you should praise. He is your God who has done great and wonderful things for you, which you have seen with your own eyes. There were only 70 of your ancestors when they went down to Egypt, and now the Lord your God has made you as many as the stars in the sky.